Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the wake-up call, 106.5 The End, all the hits, sunny, 83 today.
106.5 The End!
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me!
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question...
Are you smarter than Katie?
Why do you do it so fast?
Yeah, you do it too fast.
What do you mean?
It's too fast.
When you hit, when the little beat drops.
It goes, are you smarter than Katie?
Are you smarter than Katie?
Why are you saying it in an accent?
Because Gavin does.
No.
He says it in a Jamaican accent. Does he not?
He does not.
No, that's not it. All right, let's move on. Janelle from Vacaville, good morning.
Good morning.
The good news is you don't have to play Are You Smarter Than Katie today in a Jamaican accent.
Oh, that's good.
Okay,
congratulations.
You're a second and third grade teacher, correct? Can you say where?
Yeah, I teach in Sassoon at Sassoon Elementary.
Oh my God.
Very nice.
What a fun age, second and third grade.
They are fabulous.
Aww.
I love my job.
All right, Janelle, will you do us a favor? Kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Yes. I'm sorry, Katie. I love you, but can you please leave?
I love you, too. Yes, I will.
Janelle, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Jackpot today is $60. Okay. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Here we go. Kevin, ready to roll?
Yes.
All right, question one. Actress Eva Mendez said in a recent interview that she never imagined herself as a mother until she met her husband. They now have two children together. Who is her husband?
Oh, my gosh. I knew I was going to get hung up on these. I'm terrible at this stuff.
3 seconds.
So sorry.
Okay. Question two.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. Question two, 17 million people watched Game of Thrones season premiere on Sunday night, making it the most watched scripted program of the year, beating The Big Bang Theory. How many kingdoms make up Westeros? Is it 7, 8, or 9?
7.
Question three, on this day in 1906 at 5:13 a.m., an earthquake estimated at close to an 8.0 on the Richter scale shook San Francisco, destroying 30,000 buildings and killing 3,000 people, the largest earthquake ever recorded in the United States. In geography, San Francisco is considered a landform surrounded by water on the majority of its border, while being connected to a mainland is called a what?
It's called a bay.
Question four. Alex Trebek is selling his California lake house for a cool $1.4 million. In which movie starring Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes does Rosie Perez's character find herself on Jeopardy?
White Man Can't Jump.
And question five, nearly $1 billion has already been donated to the Notre Dame Cathedral in an effort to rebuild after a devastating fire destroyed much of the Paris landmark on Monday. In just 2 days, hundreds of millions of dollars have been donated. Let's say you raise $1 billion on GoFundMe and they take out 20% as a fee. How much are you paying in just fees?
Hold on one sec. 20%. Would be
3 seconds.
200. Oh my gosh, hold on 1 second. I got this, guys. I know my
need
math.
An answer.
Okay,
now
it would be $200 million.
Kitty,
hey Kitty.
I really hope I got that right.
I hope so too.
If my students are listening, man, they're gonna get
it. Oh, yeah, that's a great point.
Do they even learn percentages in elementary school yet?
Oh, God, or do we have percentages?
Right, Kevin, you're saying too much.
Right? Oh, sorry. Right. I forgot Katie was in the room.
Okay. All right, listen. Katie, you're going for your 214th win today.
Okay.
And we're doing a behind the scenes of Are You Smarter Than Katie right now on our Instagram Live. And we have it to turn the right direction today. We didn't yesterday. Trial and error. It's okay. You can follow us on
stupid
our Instagram.
Film producer Jared screwed it all up.
He's speechless. He doesn't answer. All right, you can follow us at End1065. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Actress Eva Mendez said in a recent interview she's never imagined herself as a mother until she met her husband. They now have 2 children together. Who is her husband?
Ryan Gosling.
Correct.
Oh, you caught that quick.
I love them together. I think they seem so fun.
Question two. 17 million people watched the Game of Thrones season premiere on Sunday night, making it the most watched scripted program of the year, beating The Big Bang Theory. How many kingdoms make up Westeros?
7.
That is correct.
It was such a good premiere.
It was so good.
Question.
That poor dragon, though.
Oh.
I didn't watch it.
You haven't watched any of them.
Yeah, you're right. Question three. On this day in 1906 at 5:13 a.m., an earthquake estimated at close at an 8.0 on the Richter scale shook San Francisco, destroying 30,000 buildings and killing 3,000 people. It's the largest earthquake ever recorded in the United States. In geography, San Francisco is considered a landform surrounded by water on the majority of its border while being connected to a mainland is called a what?
3 seconds.
A bay?
Peninsula.
Oh.
Peninsula.
Oh.
Did she say bay also?
She did too.
Yeah.
Question four. Alex Trebek is selling his California lake house for a cool $1.4 million. In which movie starring Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes does Rosie Perez's character find herself on Jeopardy?
White Men Can't Jump.
Correct.
Who? Remember all of them.
Remember all what?
Just all of them.
Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes?
And Rosie Perez. I mean, Woody Harrelson still does a lot of stuff. But.
And question five. Nearly $1 billion has already been donated to the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Hi.
That's my kid.
We're taking a test.
Nearly $1 billion has already been donated to the Notre Dame Cathedral in an effort to rebuild after a devastating fire destroyed much of the Paris landmark on Monday. Let's say you raise $1 billion on GoFundMe.
Okay.
And they take out 20% as a fee. How much are you paying in just fees?
I'm going to say 3 seconds.
How much you pay? I'm going to say.
Need a number now.
Okay, I'm going to say how much? 200 million. I don't know.
Wow.
Wait,
That is correct.
What?
200 million is correct.
How did you do that?
Is that
correct. Yeah, 200 million is correct. That is the right answer.
What is happening here?
We're just as shocked as you are.
She didn't even write anything.
You didn't write anything down?
I just wrote down 1 and then 9 zeros. I think that's a billion.
Listen, I'm looking at your paper. All you wrote was WTF. Like, I don't know how you solve a math problem with that.
Like, not working.
You were just staring. Okay, listen, all right.
I felt like when you said that was right, you were like playing a prank on me.
No. 20% of $1 billion is $200 million.
I'm
guys,
shook.
Am I getting smart?
No, lucky guess.
What do you mean?
You have the blank stare on your face like, what did he just say?
Listen, you're going to have to watch this on our Instagram Live for it really to like hit home. If you follow us at N1065 right now, We'll post it up on our story. You'll be able to see the look on her face and the lack of actual writing Katie did to figure that out. All right, today's final score, Janelle 3, Katie 4. Katie with the win.
What? Wow. Wow.
Katie, yeah. I'm so proud of the progress you have made in math.
Thank you. You know what?
As a teacher,
that means a lot to me. Thank you. I didn't think I could do it.
My kids are really dying to all say hi. There's four of them in here. Can they just say hi to you guys?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, say hi, guys.
Hi, guys. What are their names?
We have Heaven, Jackson, Damien, and Colton.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We don't have to tell their big stories. They will go on and on.
That's okay.
So sweet.
And
Demian
is 9.
Okay. Good. All right. That's good. We love it.
Jackson, hold on. Okay.
All right, we'll add $20 to the jackpot. We'll play for $80 tomorrow. Her record stands 214 wins. I know, that's an impressive record to have, too. 214 wins and 40 losses. Janelle and family, I'm so sorry, but go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie.
I feel very certain that you are, actually. Bye,
guys! Here's what's coming up with Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Every Thursday, it's Wake Up Call Confessions. Who on the Wake Up Call might have purposely dinged another radio person's car? And who on the Wake Up Call feels they are using their, quote, adult alone time for the wrong reasons? You're going to hear it next, 7:23 on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.